This is CJMQ 88.9 FM, English Community Radio in the Townships, and we're talking with Jared today from the band Desert Heat. So welcome, Jared.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Desert Heat, you're quite a popular band. Are you still in the Townships?
Well, we're still consider ourselves a Townships band, even though some of us don't still live there. We plan on moving back.
Okay, still planning on moving back.
Yeah,
okay.
A couple of us still have own homes in the Townships.
Okay. Now, you're a six-member band, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and most of you have been together for quite a few years, is that correct?
There's four of us have been together for 20-plus years.
Okay, 20-plus years, okay. And if I'm not mistaken, this is a band that was a rock and roll band for 15 years, and then you traded that in for country music, is that right?
That's correct, that's exactly what we did.
Okay, good. And you started in 1987 at Massey Venue High School, a couple of you.
Yes, that's where we all met.
Okay, good. Now, you have one album out, that's Forever Road, and you're coming out with another album, I believe.
Yes, we're only days away, actually. We're just in the process of getting it mastered, and then we'll go into manufacturing.
Okay, so you're just days away from releasing that. We're really excited about it, and we're certainly looking forward to a copy here. You have a single out right now. It's Tail Lights and Love.
That's correct.
Good, and that's playing throughout most of Canada, I guess.
Yeah, we sent it to... We released that probably about a month ago, and it's gone to all the radio stations across Canada.
Okay, and what's the response from that?
So far, so good. Unfortunately, our timing wasn't great because, we were a little bit behind schedule, so we released it right in the peak summer months,
mm-hmm.
and that ended up being when most of the program directors were away on vacation.
Okay.
So it's a slow climb, but it's proving more promise than any of our other singles so far.
Really? That's great. Well, we're really enjoying it here and getting a lot of positive response. Is the name of the album, do we have a name for the album yet?
We do.
Okay.
So far, yeah, we are going to be going with the title Tail Lights and Love.
Taillights and Love, that's great. So that's the title song from the album. And how many tracks are on the album?
This album will contain 12 tracks.
Okay.
And we actually went in the studio with a handful of songs. We started recording probably about 16 songs.
Okay.
And we narrowed it down to what everyone else would pick as their favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because sometimes when you are involved in a project, you kind of get married to it. So, you know, we all have different songs that we love.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always best to go outside and get outside influences on which songs have mass appeal.
Okay, that's great. Well, maybe some of the other songs we can hear on your third album then.
Maybe. We're actually holding on to them. We still love them, so.
Right. Okay. So you guys do a lot of performing. You've been in the Ontario region this summer. And also, I think you're playing at the Brougham Fair, aren't you?
That's correct.
Great, good. We look forward to being there because CJMQ is going to be there at the Brougham Fair, too. That's coming up, I believe it starts on August 31st.
Yes, well, we're looking forward, then. If you're going to be there, we'll
mm-hmm.
have to get together.
Oh, that would be fantastic. That's great. This album, Tail Lights and Love, did you record that in Nashville or was it recorded in Canada?
A little bit of both, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Our producer that we started working with, his name is Jeff Nystrom,
mm-hmm.
and he is a Montrealer.
Okay.
And so... He had a house in Hudson with a studio, and we were able to record most of our songs in Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
We did, however, go to Nashville to get some backing tracks. We hired a couple of studio musicians where we had an extra electric guitar player and a pedal steel.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone a little bit more with the traditional sound of country.
Okay. So that's going to differ a little bit from the first album, then.
Yeah, you'll notice with the first album, we didn't have any pedal steel. We did hire a lap steel player for that album.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, we wanted to go a little bit more traditional in our sound.
Okay.
Mostly because our singer's voice, you know, having been the rock band that we were for 15 years,
mm-hmm.
some, you know, old habits die hard, and he
mm-hmm.
still has quite a rock voice.
Okay.
So
okay.
we decided to go with a little bit more traditional sounding country music in the instrumentation.
Mm-hmm.
But Desert Heat, it's still Trev's voice. It's still, you know, this
mm-hmm.
album, we played, all the musicians played on this album.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas on our first record, only a handful of us got to play on some songs, and we hired mostly studio musicians to do it.
Okay, so that's fantastic. All of you are playing on this album.
We're very excited about this one.
Oh, yeah, I'm very excited, too. How many shows do you think you've done so far now?
Are you talking just this year?
Say this year. How many do you think you've done this year?
I'm going to say in the vicinity of 20 to 30 shows.
Wow. Okay.
Because especially right now, this is our busy season. We're playing a lot of fairs and festivals.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of opening gigs for the bigger Canadian country musicians.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had a few shows where we've opened for groups, say, like the Roadhammers or George Canyon.
Okay.
And, we're learning as much as we can as we go.
Okay, so you guys spend a lot of time practicing, I imagine.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
We have at least one night a week where we all get together and rehearse as a group, and then we also are expected to rehearse our parts on our own.
Okay, great, okay. And you have a website for our listeners if they want to go to the website, and I guess they can hear a little bit of snippets from the songs?
You can hear snippets from our previous album. We don't have anything up yet for our new album.
Mm-hmm.
Our website address is www.desertheatmusic.com.
Mm-hmm.
We do, however, have the current single, Taillights and Love, is available on our MySpace page.
Okay.
Which is myspace.com/desertheatmusic.
Okay.
Desert Heat Songs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's great. You can hear it on CJMQ, too. Okay, great. Well, thanks, Jared. Anything else you wanted to mention about the band or your music or your new album coming up?
Well, I'll just take this opportunity, actually, to thank you so much for playing our single.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate the support. It's nice to have support at home.
Mm-hmm.
Being a country band from Quebec isn't always an easy sell, so we're very grateful that we have your support.
Oh, you certainly do, yeah. Jerry, I hope to see you at the Brougham Fair. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Full of reasons, riding shotgun by her side. All that's left of her leaving are the tire marks in our drive. Taillights and love. They ain't gonna get the light rust on my brand new truck. Goodbye and fading in the dust, like taillights and love. Well, I'm just standing waiting for her to throw it in reverse. To tell the truth, I would be lying if I said that it didn't hurt. Taillights and love. They ain't gonna get the light rust on a brand new truck. The one she's riding on, waving goodbye and fading in the dust, like taillights and love. Yeah.
That was Desert Heat with their great new single called Tail Lights and Love from their upcoming CD called Tail Lights and Love.